We're at Husker Harvest Days on Tuesday morning. We're in talk with two top officials of the Nebraska Bankers Association, Clark Lehrer with First Nebraska Bank of Columbus. He's the chairman of the Bankers Association, and John Stinner of Valley Bank and Trust in Gehring, Nebraska. Clark, we'll start with you. Let's talk about the state of the banking industry in Nebraska. I understand you've been traveling around the state talking to folks. What do you hear?
Well, we just finished kind of a two-week tour across the state, stopping in seven different communities and visiting with bankers. And, you know, the state of banking in Nebraska is great. I mean, I'm sure there's concerns about the drought and what the impact of that's going to be. But overall, Nebraska banks are doing very well. They're healthy and ready to help serve our customers and communities.
John, what about out there in the western part of the state in the panhandle?
Well, we're dry. Obviously, we've had 4 or 5 inches of moisture. That includes snow and rain, so it's really dry. Compared to last year, we were flooding. Right now, you know, we do a lot of cattle feeding out there. Right now, those guys are hemorrhaging quite a bit on the protein side, and, you know, they're losing between $2 and $250 a head. That is a problem. I think it'll abate itself and correct itself. Crop-wise, of course, we have sugar beets, and that's going to be a bumper crop this year. They're projecting 30-ton beets and 19 sugar, which ought to equate to about $80 a ton. Dry edible beans are at $40. Depending on how the summer treated the beans, that should be a good crop as well. So from the cropping side, good. From the protein side, from cattle feeding, hog feeding, that type of thing, those guys are having some problems.
Clark, what about lending activity? How are things this year?
You know, loans are still soft. Most of our ag producers came into the year with pretty good liquidity of their own, and that's great. You know, what's good for the customer is good for the bank, ultimately, I always say. But lending activity starting to pick up. Crop inputs and expenses this year were a little bit higher, and we'll see what next year brings. You know, the outcome is yet to be determined as far as the crop. Some people are going to have fantastic years, and the livestock guys, as John mentioned, are going to struggle some.
Well, for your guys that you are loaning to, John, I'm sure this crop insurance program is pretty important to you.
No, absolutely. We have to have that as a safety net for our producers out there to keep them out there, to keep the prices where they need to be. Absolutely essential.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the issues that you guys are looking at as far as the industry is concerned, state, federal?
You know, I guess there isn't a lot of issues on the state level, but the federal level, naturally, with the increase in regulation and regulatory conservatism, I guess they call it, has increased a lot. But, you know, I think banks are businesses just like a lot of other people, and we're concerned about the uncertainty going on right now with, you know, where's tax laws going to go, where's health care going to go, where's energy costs going to go, et cetera. So there's lots of things to think about.
John, what about you? When you look at the big picture, what are some of the concerns you have?
Well, certainly everything that Clark talked about, the Dodd-Frank, the tax issue, the fact that the United States is in the deficit mode that it is right now. But, you know, from a local side of things, I think we're still, we just spoke in front of a class of young marketing students, finance students yesterday. Our industry is getting older, just like the farmers are getting older. We need to attract some of those young, bright people into our profession, you know, keep it fresh and retain those people. So that's another big piece of what we're trying to do on an outreach basis.